Yeah, we're speaking with Cliff Williams and John Cox, the superintendents at Riley County Schools and Blue Valley Schools here in the northern part of Riley County. We got some sports going on, and I know there's going to be a little bit of a lull in sports over the holiday break, but when we come back in January, how will fans be able to interact? Is Keisha letting more fans come to the smaller schools?
We've kind of seen a couple different formats already. They are allowing it on a limited basis. When we hosted at our place, our plan will continue into January, but we allowed the parents to attend only, no siblings and or guardians. And then the visitors were able to send one spectator, which needed to be a parent as well. It worked really well. People really gracious. We traveled to Clay Center last night for high school basketball, and they reciprocated, and it just seemed to went really well. Seems like most schools have been very gracious as well of live streaming these types of events, and I think we're actually probably reaching more fans now, a lot of grandparents and uncles and aunts that maybe haven't been able to travel to one of the sites to be able to see that. So we've seen some positive out of it as well.
All right. How about you, John?
You know, Blue Valley, we're doing pretty much the same format. We're live streaming. We've had to work through some challenges with that, getting it started. But now that we've got it up and running, it's been very positive. You know, with the grandparents being able to see games if they're living out of state, that's been a very good plus for us. You know, some things with this pandemic, we couldn't have planned for initially, but with the things we've had to plan for, I anticipate a lot of this with the live stream and such continuing on even after we've gotten out of this, because it's been a benefit for us. With the attendance policy, we are allowing the two parents per player. And we have a pass gate. So if your name is on the pass gate, you're able to get in, and there are no substitutions with that. So it's important that we make sure our lists are accurate. And it's the same thing with our opponents, whether we're here or away. The league has decided that with the Keisha mandate, that's what we're going to do as a league. And it's worked out well for us so far.
All right. Have you had any interruptions in schedules for any of the sports here so far, John?
We haven't had that many. The biggest interruptions will come when we come back from break, because of the time frames that have been changed to allow for more opportunities to practice and preventative measures to be in place. So we've had some game changes that will take effect after we come back. And if you're ready for me to go into those, I can do that right now if you'd like.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
All right. So for our middle school, the game that was previously scheduled for January 4th against Washington County will be scheduled for Friday, January 22nd, with a start time at 4:30. Our January 7th game against Valley Heights will be Monday, January 18th at Valley Heights. The time there will be determined, but they usually try to start 4:30, 5 o'clock, somewhere in there. The BVL basketball tournament on February 1st, 4th, and 6th will be hosted at Washington County, because the host school for this particular year is building a new gym, and so they only have one facility. So they're moving that around. For our high school basketball, the TVL tournament on January 16th and 23rd will also be hosted at two sites, to limit the amount of spectators and be able to control a little bit better the social distancing. So our boys will play at Onega, and our girls will play at Frankfurt. All of these dates have been updated on our website, but it's good to hear this information as it's being broadcast, just so parents and other community members who listen to the radio channel will be able to hear it as well.
All right. How about Riley County? Any schedule adjustments there?
Unfortunately, we had to have one, Brandon. We had to shut down our wrestling program. Our coaches tested positive, and so we wish them a speedy recovery. And so we did cancel our meet for Friday. They'll be able to resume after the first of the year. We also, with that, as out of precaution, shut down our youth wrestling club as well, following the same timeline. And so we're fortunate when we come back and resume in 2021 that we actually don't play until Friday. So our kids are going to get about four practices in before. And so hopefully they don't eat too much over Christmas break, you know, so that they'll be a little winded. But we are fortunate there. And then we also moved like our vocal concert and band concert online, and we're able to stream that and really had good attendance there. So again, very appreciative that parents and grandparents have been gracious to understand we had to change the format, but we were able still to showcase our kids and all their talents.
What's your outlook here for the rest of the year? Start with you, John.
Well, I want to stay positive about this, and I'm very hopeful that we'll be able to continue what we're doing, and that the kids can continue to stay in school. And I want to talk to the parents, you know, just briefly on this particular topic about the holidays and making sure that we're maintaining our social distancing and doing all of the right things. And I know how awkward and stressful that can be when you're hanging around family and, you know, enjoying the holiday spirit and having the social distance, having to wear a mask. But it's important to also remember that what you do over this break will directly impact the schools as we come back into it. And I want to make sure that everybody has a relaxing, enjoyable time. Just make sure that you're doing everything you can possibly do at home to make sure that our schools stay open, because that does have a direct impact on you as well. And, you know, I know it sounds like I say this a lot through my emails and my communications home, but it is so very true. We've been able to do what we've done because you've done exactly what you needed to do. And so I don't want us to lose sight of that over the next 2 weeks or so. So just have a happy holiday season, enjoy each other, and we look forward to starting again in January.
And that wraps up our conversation. If you missed any of these interviews, don't forget you can always find them on our website on demand anytime at newsradiokman.com. More In Focus continues after this.